Today on the DML News Podcast, the idea of Ukraine becoming part of NATO is now going to the next level. Plus, Biden looking to hurt all the senior citizens when it comes to Medicare. Oh, yes. And then a video about how a cancer treatment showed 100% success rate. I've got these stories and more, so get ready because it's all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today on this Friday. I hope that you are going to share the video. If you're watching this on Facebook, if you're watching it on YouTube, if you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts or any of the podcast networks, I ask you please to share it. The American people are not getting the news. They are not getting the information. They're not getting the research studies. They're not getting the video clips that they deserve. They're being censored. They're being omitted from the truth. And we have dedicated ourselves here at this program and at our network here, family run, the DML News app, the DML News podcast. We have dedicated ourselves to give you what we know to be the truth, hard-hitting opinions, and what every American needs to know. It's what I've built my reputation on, and is what is I'm going to continue the rest of my life doing until God takes the breath from my lungs. That said, sometimes it could get sort of down. It could get down in terms of the feelings that one has when you look at the country. I have seen this country from coast to coast. I have seen it from north to south. It is a beautiful country. It has such a beautiful people. We're so generous. We're so loving. We're God-fearing in most cases, and we're proud. But it's very hard to take a look at our country today and be proud of what we see. I spoke about this the other day, and if you missed it, just go back to the DML News app and you can watch it. I spoke about how it is that everything in this country is 100% upside down. I'm going to start the program with something that is indicative of that. If I were to sit here and try to list for you all the problems we have, I can be here for probably 2 hours easily. I'll just ramble some of them. In fact, no, you know what? I won't ramble. I will go right to Facebook and I will show you a post that I made just last night. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give you the post that I made last night. I'm going to actually read it to you. Here's a list of the problems that could be at the top of, let's say, Fox News last night. The homeless crisis, the drug epidemic, border invasion, Ukraine, Vladimir Putin, China, North Korea nuke tests, Iran versus Israel and vice versa, inflation, healthcare prices, Congress and insider trading, Social Security is running dry, gas reserves are near empty, the bridge collapse remains unsolved. Terrorism is all around us. The education system is a complete disaster. Military has gone woke. Stockpiles of our weapons are totally thinned out to the point of where it's like, how do we ever defend ourselves? The police precincts in this country are closing down. Go to Pittsburgh and try to find a cop at nighttime. Good luck to you. Hard criminals are walking the streets because now criminals are victims and victims are criminals. The biased courts are going after Trump full steam ahead. They don't care anymore about the Constitution or the rule of law. Taxes are due next week. We're going to be paying for things that make no sense. Of course, there's always Hunter Biden to discuss, or Joe Biden can't put a freaking sentence together, and yet he is in the Oval Office. We could talk about Haiti and how it is that that's under collapse and they're sending all their criminals to the United States. We could talk about how gas remains at $4 a gallon or higher. The roads in America are falling apart. UFOs, nobody wants to seem to talk about really what I think is the biggest existential threat to the United States. Food prices are crazy. Are they double, triple, quadruple? Where are they today? Can you even find the food you need? Obama is pulling the strings. Nobody wants to admit it. P. Diddy, a rap star, is now, God knows how much in trouble he is and how many tapes he has maybe of politicians who are doing nefarious deeds. Of course, we got the drug cartels, but that's a staple. Sky high interest rates. There's always the gender debate, right? Does Dennis want to be Denise or does Denise want to be Dennis? So it doesn't matter. Just go to the hospital and they'll cut off your pecker if you like. Americans are being held in Russia for no reason. ISIS is back on the rise. Voting and election integrity. Major concerns there, but let's tuck that one under the rug. The GOP is losing its majority in the House, but nobody seems to care. Airplanes are falling apart, but don't worry about that one. Fentanyl is all around us. The World Economic Forum seems to be running the entire world. TikTok is brainwashing our children. The liberal media continues to lie, and nobody says a damn thing about it. Censorship is all around us. And of course, radical lawmakers are all bought by George Soros. And then, of course, we got myocarditis and the old thing that they made you stick in your arm, but don't worry about it. The list is long. The list is very long. And yet, last night, I went on Fox News just randomly on their app. I don't know what made me click it. And what is sitting at the very top of Fox News's stories? Was it any of the things that I talked about? No. Here it was. This was it right here. Michael Douglas, the actor, stunned to learn DNA test shows he is cousins with a fellow actress. This is what Fox News is putting as the top headline. We are in massive, massive trouble. And the majority of Americans have no idea what's going on because instead of learning about how Anthony Blinken is talking about putting Ukraine in NATO and starting what will be World War III, instead, we know now that Michael Douglas has an actress who's in Hollywood, and that is his DNA cousin. So don't worry about all those other things I told you about, because Michael Douglas now has an extra relative that he didn't know about. That is what we are up against. That is what we are up against. Meanwhile, your country is at the doorstep to World War III. I am going to play a video right now of Anthony Blinken meeting with our NATO allies and basically saying that Ukraine is going to be inserted into NATO. Before I play this video for you, let me explain to you correctly what this means. I think Putin is corrupt, and I think Zelensky is corrupt. I think both of those countries are a big hot mess. I feel bad for the normal people in those countries because they're victim to corruption at the very top, and the very top controls everything. If you speak out, you could be shot, poisoned, or just absolutely disappear. I feel bad for the Ukrainian people, and I feel bad for the Russian people who are set in God-fearing principles like you and I. But at the end of the day, we have to worry about our own front and backyard. If we allow Ukraine into NATO, which basically means that an attack on Ukraine means it's an attack on the U.S., we are going into World War III, and we are completely 100% unprepared for such a thing. We have given away so much of our military apparatus. We are so short in terms of having military personnel. We have people at the Pentagon who are completely 100% woke. And as far as I'm concerned, we have an administration with Joe Biden, which is basically led by Barack Obama. And Barack Obama's entire plan from the get-go was to follow out his father's dreams. He said so in his book, not my words, but his. Barack Obama wants to see the country that we love to fall to its knees. That's why he wanted to fundamentally transform the United States of America. Again, his words, not mine. The greatest way to bring down the world's greatest military power is to make it so it doesn't have a real military. We have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of military men and women who would not take a shot to the arm, who were removed and have not been brought back. Why is that? I personally believe it's because they will not be compliant. And who wants somebody in the military who's not going to go with orders, especially if those orders are to go against the American people? If we indeed allow Ukraine into NATO, Russia will call for World War III. They will have the backing of Iran. They will have the backing of North Korea. And they will 100% have the backing of China. There is no possible way right now that the United States of America would be able to win that battle. Our military, a long time ago, about 100 years ago, started to look at how it is that we would fight in wars. And along the way, we decided that it would be best that if we were able to fight two wars at one time, we are no longer capable of fighting one war. This is what Barack Obama, the World Economic Forum, and all the elitists around the world want to see happen. They want to see the United States have no more oil supply. They want to see the dollar crumble, and they want to see our military weaken. Joe Biden allowed a spy balloon to cross this country undeterred. So when you listen to his number one dude, Anthony Blinken, say that Ukraine is now going to be part of NATO, do not make any mistake about that being a head fake. Let's play the video.
Ukraine, the determination of every country represented here at NATO remains rock solid. We will do everything that we can, allies will do everything that they can, to ensure that Ukraine has what it needs to continue to deal with Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine, an aggression that gets worse with every passing day. Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership and to create a clear pathway for Ukraine moving forward.
Of course, we believe that Ukraine deserves to be a member of NATO and that this should happen sooner rather than later.
I know for many of you, the idea of going to a war is frightening. It should be. It should really be. I know that the majority of the people who listen to this show are my age or older. You have your own war to contend with each and every day. Life gets more expensive. The challenges become greater. Just to try to get any sort of health care alone that's good health care is more than difficult. I've learned this firsthand. Now, for the majority of my life, I was always extremely very healthy. And you don't realize how bad the healthcare system is until you wind up really facing a dilemma. Our country right now, instead of putting so many resources, both human and financial, into third world countries and to Ukraine, into areas of the world that we really have no business dealing with, that we don't need to deal with, we don't need to meddle in, we should be putting our efforts, both human and financial, into what we have broken here at home. If you're an older person and you care about Medicare, you're not going to like this next report, but I'm going to give it to you because it gives you the status of our nation. The Biden administration has finalized its move to slash Medicare Advantage as the 46th president has claimed former President Donald Trump seeks to slash entitlement programs. Remember, the Democrats are trying to lie to you and say that Trump wants to take things away from you, and it's just not the case. The Biden administration on Monday will cut base payments for Medicare Advantage plans by an average of 16%, despite pressure from Republicans and healthcare experts. This follows Biden making controversial moves in the risk-adjusting coding system to allegedly make Medicare Advantage payments more accurate. Biden's move would impact more than half of Medicare enrollees, as many American seniors now look to Medicare Advantage for their healthcare needs. American seniors enrolled in Medicare Advantage could see their supplemental benefits reduced or cost sharing increased by $33 a month in 2025, according to experts. Chris Meekins, an analyst, said that President Biden's team is gambling that Medicare Advantage beneficiaries won't realize before the election the benefits Biden's team is causing them to lose come January 2025. Biden's move to slash Medicare Advantage comes as Trump told Breitbart News he will never touch Social Security or Medicare. This runs contrary to the claims from Biden and Democrats that he would cut entitlement programs. A 2021 Commonwealth Fund study found that 90% of Medicare Advantage enrollees were satisfied with their care, which is about the same as traditional Medicare. Research has even shown that Medicare Advantage outperforms Medicare on 16 different clinical quality measures. As Breitbart News has reported, Biden once sponsored a bill that would sunset, which means end, and subsequently review and reauthorize programs such as Social Security and Medicare. Further, Biden may have forgotten that he sponsored a bill in 1975 when he was a senator from Delaware that would have sunset and subsequently required renew and reauthorization of not federal programs, which reportedly included Social Security and Medicare. This proposal was remarkably similar to Senator Rick Scott's original proposal, which Biden has frequently attacked. You're going to be looking at 33 million Americans dealing with this. And Joe Biden doesn't want you to know about it prior to the election. Every American needs to know what it is that Joe Biden is doing to this country. And yet he's protected once and again, each and every day, by the mainstream media and by the crazy liberals who believe that Donald Trump, because he likes to tweet, is the biggest threat to this country and to our democracy and to our republic. And it's just not true. Donald Trump has never done anything to put us in harm's way, World War III. Donald Trump has never done anything to take away Medicare or Medicare Advantage away from senior citizens. Donald Trump tried to secure this border, and he was doing a decent job at that. And the first day in office, Joe Biden ripped up 92 different executive orders that would keep you safe. And look around you today and look at what's happening with the illegal alien invasion of this country. But we'll get to the illegal aliens in 1 minute. I want to give you a little story that's coming out of Seattle. I think it drives home how dangerous things are for this country, not just today, but in the future. There is an article in the Daily Mail. Seattle closes gifted and talented schools because they had too many white and Asian students, with consultant branding black parents who complained about move tokenized. So if you're a gifted or white Asian student, too bad. No schooling for you because the other kids can't catch up, says Seattle. When I grew up, there was really sort of three buckets you could be in school from an educational standpoint. You were either somebody who was gifted. You were one of those people who just seemed to get an A plus on every test without even trying. There were special programs for you. You went into honors classes. You went into advanced classes. You went into pre-college classes, as you should have, because you were going to be the engineers we needed. You were going to be the doctors. You were going to be the people who were at NASA. You were going to be the folks that we would look at when we needed something new to be made in order for us to advance. You were the scientists. You were the people with the PhDs. Then there was the majority of us. I fell into this class. We were the ones who could do the basic arithmetic. We could do the spelling. We could do the tests. We got 80s. We got low 90s. We got 70s. And once in a while, we'd fail. If we studied harder, we did better. If we didn't study, we didn't do our homework, we fell behind. That is the majority of America. But at the end of the day, we all graduated being able to spell our own names and do basic math. We were able to compete. And then, of course, there was the third bucket. These were the people who had learning disabilities. These were the people who had problems with sitting still in a classroom. These were the kids who had, let's call, special needs of one kind or another. They were usually brought out of class. They were brought into things called the resource room. They were given special education tools, and rightfully so. Every child in America who is an American citizen deserves to be educated, and they deserve to be educated at the level to which they can be. But now what are we doing? Because it's just not Seattle. I've talked about stories like this on this podcast before. It's all over. because we have to hit ratios or quotas, because we can't be unfair to those who have different colored skin, as if every kid with darker skin than me falls into the middle or bottom category, which is completely untrue. We are now going to punish the children who have special gifts. We are going to punish the children who we need most in this country in order to excel, to make us be able to compete on a worldwide stage. What will wind up happening is we'll water down our own children. We'll keep them down. We'll keep them stupid. We'll keep them on TikTok. And we will continue to import students from other countries and give them the STEM jobs, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We'll give them the jobs that pay $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year. And meanwhile, we'll tell our kids, hey, go learn how to dig a ditch. The world always needs a dig ditcher. This is so wrong on so many levels. It is all upside down. It is inside out, and it makes no sense. This morning, I was talking to a lady, and we were talking about the differences between when we were young and children today. What you're up against. And she was telling me that her mother was a teacher and her father was a police officer. And both of her parents cannot believe the unbelievable changes that have happened in those two spaces. What was once black is now white. What was once up is now down. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And I was explaining to this woman that, you know, I had been deeply involved in the Parkland shooting, meaning the aftermath of it, working very hard with some of the parents to try to get some safety laws passed here in Florida. And we were very successful in doing so. And I explained to her about when I was a kid that we didn't look at the color of somebody's skin or where it was that they were imported from. We looked at the child as a child. And if they were a troubled kid, if they were a troublemaker, they were pulled out of school. If there were 100 kids in a graduating class and there was one who was a dangerous threat, we removed that threat from the classroom to protect the other 99. Today, it's gone inside out. Today, we protect that one and we don't care about the 99. You may recall that Barack Obama and his administration sent out a letter to every single school, every single public school, when he was the president of the United States, stating to schools that they had to readjust and relook at the way in which they were punishing students who acted out. They didn't like the fact that it was disproportionately Black and Latino students who were getting in trouble. So people like Mr. Cruz, who go in and kill 17 school classmates for no apparent reason, is let through the cracks. Because had they actually punished him for the things that he was doing and the things he was threatening, well, that would have broke the quota. That would have gone against the rules of Barack Obama. And so now we're in an environment where we put our kids in harm's way, both physically, mentally, and educationally, for the sake of woke, for the sake of Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of this country. And we're just all sitting behind our desks, sitting behind our iPhones, hoping that something's going to change soon. And it's not. It's not going to change. It's going to continue to continue. Until we scream louder, until we demand change, until we say we're not going to take it anymore, we're just not going to sit back and say, oh, shucks, and hope that the confines of our own home will protect us. This is just going to continue to get worse. I tell you what I'd love to see. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see a national day of keep your kid home, a national week of keep your kid home, a national month of keep your kid home. Don't send your kids to school. Boycott the school in the same way we've boycotted Bud Light. Let's see what happens to the teachers' union. Let's see what happens to the teachers themselves. And I don't mean to lash out at teachers because I know most of them are really good people who want to teach things. Let's wind up seeing what happens to these schools and to what I think is the most powerful union in this country when kids don't go anymore. It will crumble. and they'll have no choice but to turn their act around. But until that happens, we are going to continue to see the slide continue. I bring your attention to illegal aliens and illegal immigration into this country. It's something I cover on this show almost every single day. Every single day. Because what is taking place is just absolutely absurd. ICE Baltimore, ICE, is calling out Howard County, Maryland, for releasing an Indian man convicted of sex crimes against a Maryland child back into the community without notice and ignoring their detainer request to hold him in custody. ICE found and arrested him despite sanctuary policy. So I want to explain to you what this means. I want to be very clear about what this means. When I was a kid, you held the door open for your elderly. You held the door open for a woman. You held the door open for a child. You held it open for a veteran. You held it open for your friend. You were polite. You worried about other people before you worried about yourself. You walked in last. Today, do you ever see anybody, especially our youth, holding open a door for anybody? No, not at all. Not at all. It's rare if you ever see that sort of thing. It was an old adage everybody used to say, women and children first, women and children first. Men were designed to protect the young, the weak, females. The female body, whether people want to recognize it or not, is not as muscular strong as most males. It's just the way that God created it. Not my opinion. You could just look at the statistics. Chivalry, as I'd like to call it, is dead. It really is, by and large, because the country has watered down what it was to be a man. They have denigrated what it is to be a woman. And the amazing thing about that is that the women's rights people, they fought for women's rights, and now they're the same people who are fighting to say that Dylan Mulvaney is a woman. And in doing so, my personal opinion is they water down what it really does mean for a woman to have her menstrual cycle or go through menopause or actually have to breastfeed or go through what can be the dangers of pregnancy. Now, I have two daughters and a wife. I've watched my daughters and my wife once a month go through cramping and pains and the uncomfortableness of having to bring around tampons or pads and all the other different jazz that comes with being a female on hot days in the middle of the summer when my boys and I are jumping in the pool and the girls can't. To water that down is disgusting. But what's more disgusting is how it is that we're now leaving our children and our females and basically all of our fellow citizens completely at risk because we're allowing hardened criminals from around the world to come into our country through our borders. The Biden administration is actually flying in 30,000 of them every single month through a parolee program that was designed for something completely different than what it's being used for today. We are literally trying as a country to hurt our children. Think about what I just read to you in Baltimore. What I just read to you. We are actually protecting an illegal alien who did horrifying things to a child and ignoring ICE's detainer. Now, what that means is that ICE knows that this is a bad person and they put out basically a slip to the local government there in Maryland and say, we want to pick up this illegal alien for his crimes. And the local law enforcement there, because those are the rules under sanctuary, are going to ignore that detainer and just release that person into the general public, putting our children and our wives and our daughters and ourselves into harm's way. This makes no sense. This is the same administration that told you they wanted you to wear a double mask stay 6 feet apart, get yourself a shot and then four additional boosters, not go to Thanksgiving or Christmas, not hug anybody you love. You couldn't go to the gym. You couldn't go to any store unless it was marked essential, and liquor stores somehow were essential. They said they cared about you so much and that they were trying to keep your safety intact. And meanwhile, they're allowing millions of people through our border, unvetted, unchecked. We don't know what diseases they're carrying in. We don't know what terror they want to carry out until it's done. And then when they do it, we promote the idea that they can do it again and again and again and again. Is that the country that you know? Is that the country that you love? It ain't the country that I love. It ain't the country that I know. It's not the country that I was raised in. I'm ashamed of what it is that the United States of America has become. And I hope and I pray and I have faith that Americans will be able to rise up come November and vote for Donald J. Trump. Because Donald J. Trump will indeed put an end to this crap. And then maybe we can start focusing in on what really is most important, and that is protecting our American citizens. That is putting our resources and our time and our love back into our country and our countrymen and women, to our country children. I'm going to now take you into a bright spot. We're going to talk about health here for a second. I'm going to tell you about a new research study, albeit a small one, where 100% of the participants who had cancer went through a program, wasn't chemo-based, no toxicity-based, and they all got better. I am also going to talk to you about another study about how ice therapy can actually help with breast cancer. But you know who doesn't want to have me talk about this? The drug companies. The drug companies are the biggest advertisers there are, both on television and on the internet. And this video would 100% be taken down because somebody at one of those pharmaceutical companies would demand it to be the case. They would demand it to be the case. We watched what happened over the last couple of years with that 3-year blip where America lost its complete mindset. That was largely driven by the people who made billions upon billions upon billions of dollars with absolutely no risk whatsoever of ever being sued. They don't want me to tell you about what this stuff is. The New York Times, the story I'm about to tell you, the New York Times should have this on the front cover. Fox News, instead of having Michael Douglas, should have what I'm about to give you on the front cover. But they don't, because they are all 100% compromised. So with that being said, if you are listening to this or you are watching this and you're not doing so on the DML news app or on Team DML, I say to you, please consider to come on over and become a member. We have programs for people who can sign up for as little as $2.50 per month. It's $30 a year to get this show in its entirety every single day. And you get all of your news, not Michael Douglas news, but all the news you need, ad free. Here's how you do it. If you're on desktop or on a laptop, go to teamdml.com, register. There's a bunch of different options for you there. And if you like DML CBD, or if you use DML CBD, or if you think that you would like to use CBD, ours is the Ferrari of CBD, but we give it to people at basically Chevy prices because that's what I feel I'm obligated to do. All you have to do is become a member, and there's different levels of membership. If you have a smartphone and you prefer to do it that way, go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, download the DML News app. It is completely for free. Turn the notifications on, and then go to Interact tab number 5. You'll see it. It says Interact. And at the very top, it says Team DML Memberships. You click on that, and you could register to become a Team DML member. Like I said, it's very, very inexpensive, and you could be with me every single day. I have no other choice other than to do that because number one is they will censor me. They've censored me. Google sends me hundreds of notifications that they're going to censor me every single month. Finally, we just told them to shove it up there. You know what? Why do we continue to give Facebook and Google and all these places our money? So this way they could use that money against us by censoring us and silencing us. By becoming a member, you help me and my family stay in business. You help us be able to give you the news that you know that you can trust, or at least if nothing else, we give you something to think about. So with that being said, to go into these two other stories, I now have to do that behind the paywall of Team DML. So I've gave you all you need to know about how to get over there. If it's not for you, well, I apologize that. And I do still hope and pray that you will give this part of the program that you've seen so far a share. And I hope you'll come back and check again on Monday when we give you another abbreviated program. All right, now over to Team DML.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and Team DML.